Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about giving and talking about the benefits of giving anonymously and just some strategies for how you might do that. There's a really beautiful thing about giving to someone else, and I'd like to encourage everyone to consider the idea of giving for change. What the research about giving says is that givers receive, and that actually when we give gifts, whether it be the gift of a compliment, whether it be the gift of assistance, whether it be if we give financially or we volunteer for someone, both the giver and receiver benefit in roughly equal measure. But I think there's a really added beautiful element when we do this anonymously. And we've all heard the saying that a gift given anonymously is that much more bountiful. And in fact, my gift to you guys every week is to make it as close to you and as local and as practical as possible. At least that's what I hope my gift is. So a really common way to be able to give anonymously is through things like Giving Trees, and there's also websites now that allow you to kind of give anonymously. You can also gift to organizations as well. I mean, I think it's true that organizations who are at the coalface of doing incredible work know a lot more about what they need than we do. And so sometimes just gifting some resources can be an incredible thing. And you can also do that anonymously. There's ways to do that as well. I like to encourage everyone as much as they can to find their own opportunities to do this and what this looks like, and to look around their social world, to look at the people that are around them at work, in their family, in their community, and to seek opportunities to give and to also give anonymously in those spaces. Remember that it doesn't actually have to be financial or material. Some of the best things we can give are in kind. They're kind words. They're something that someone may need. They're a shoulder to cry on. It's a bit difficult to do that anonymously, but I think we all need to step away from the idea that giving is actually about money or material things. I'll always remember a story that my dad tells about being a Boy Scout and his scout leader and a few other young men, you know, going out and chopping wood for families anonymously when they knew they weren't going to be home in the lead up to winter, and mowing a lawn that they knew the person needed done and wasn't physically able to do, or cleaning the gutters out. Other ways that you can do that is, you know, often unfortunately we do know that there are a lot of homeless people in our community, and we often know where they sleep. So there's ways of being able to kind of gift to them in quite anonymous ways as well. I'm also a really, really big fan of letters. And I think it's a good time at the end of the year before we go into school holidays, before we shut down, to write some letters and to tell people what they've meant for you in the year, or tell people that they're appreciated, to talk about their strengths, to talk about what they've brought to you. And you don't actually have to sign that from yourself. You can leave that anonymously in a letterbox on a work desk. Obviously, we don't want this to be scary or nefarious, and we've got to keep that in mind, that people sometimes might, you know, be a bit distressed by that. But I think it's really, there's something really lovely about being able to let someone know that they've been noticed, that what they've brought to an organization or to a family, or, you know, is inspiring, is has helped someone, because that becomes then a gift for them as well. So there's a couple of strategies, and they're my gift to you this week with Mind Games.